Amen. From this text that was read a few moments ago from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter, I just want to elevate one verse as our key verse. Walk back to that verse 45 one more time. It says, however, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. In verse 44, Jesus had told the man after healing him, don't tell nobody. And he come in verse 45, however he went and proclaimed it to everybody. I want to give you the King James Version at verse 45 because that's really more in line with what God wants to make sure you get today. The 45, I'm going to read this first part of that verse 45 from King James. It says, but he went out and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter. Sounds like he was kind of on fire, wasn't he? Walk with me today from this topic. When you just can't contain yourself. When you just can't contain yourself. When you just can't contain yourself. Anybody ever had God do something so good for you, you just had to tell somebody? Amen. You couldn't contain it. Mm-hmm. Amen? Amen? You were about to burst. You were burning to tell somebody about what God did. I know every one of you got a testimony. Am I right? Amen. How many know that when it comes to the Lord Jesus, there's a lot to tell? Am I right? Yeah. Thank you, Lord. We have to get the word out about his goodness. Can't be hush-hush. God is good to you. Tell somebody. He healed your body. Tell somebody. Brought you through some stuff you didn't think you were going to get through? Tell somebody. A financial blessing you weren't expecting? Tell somebody. I find it interesting that this man, Jesus said, no, don't go tell nobody. But he couldn't contain himself. God, man, I've been there. How about you? If you want to get the attention of your neighbors who have been ignoring you, set your house on fire. You know, they'll come out the woodworks, won't they? Yeah, they would. They just a look. You know, everybody like to look. Am I right? Is there anybody on fire for the Lord today? Thank you, Lord. Somehow, church, we've got to find a way today to set God's church on fire. Are you on fire for the Lord today? Are you one who can't contain yourself? All it takes is one match to start a fire. Am I right? I'm going to say that again slowly this time. All it takes is one match to start a fire. Yeah. Too many people right here in this neighborhood are ignoring God's church. Too many people who are saved are not doing enough to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Too many lukewarm folks, church. Too many. Y'all know God don't like lukewarm. Am I right? As we come into this Gospel of Mark, once again find Jesus moving and shaking. Am I right? Did y'all see that in the Word? come up from every which way. Amen. He was casting demons and healing. He was doing a lot of stuff. In this first chapter of Mark, we find Jesus spending an entire day teaching, casting out demons, and healing the sick. And although the day was coming to the end, Jesus knew that there was much more work to do to fight against the powers of darkness and against forces of evil. How many of y'all know, even today there's still a lot of work to do to fight against all those forces of evil out there? We see them and hear about it every day. Am I right? How many know that the devil never takes a day off? How many know that you can't relax with the devil? How many also know that there might be one Satan, but there are many demons floating around? And just like Jesus, we must recognize that there is much work to do to fight against the evil forces that surround us. Do I have a witness? Anybody on fire for the Lord today?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus showed us right here in Mark 1 how to fight those evil spirits floating around. Am I right? Jesus was moving and shaking in the area of Galilee and Capernaum. And he was setting the place on fire. And people were coming from everywhere to see Jesus. The same tools that Jesus used to set that place on fire, we can use those same tools today to set the church on fire. How many know that we got what God gave us and we can use it?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Anybody up for it?
Amen.
Yeah, when you can't, when you just can't contain yourself. Let's see what God says. When you just can't contain yourself, the first thing is this. When you just can't contain yourself, the first thing is anytime is prayer time. Anytime is prayer time.
Amen.
Come on, let's pick up the word. Pick up that verse 35 with me. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. He did what?
Prayed.
And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everybody is looking for you." Well, when you just can't contain yourself, first of all, anytime is prayer time. You must stay on fire for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
If you want to stay on fire,
well,
keep praying.
Thank you, Lord.
Am I right? When you can't contain yourself, anytime is prayer time. Stay praying up.
Yes, sir.
Although he had been up late, Jesus still rose very early the next morning while it was still dark to pray. He left Peter's home all by himself and went to a place of solitude and privacy and prayed. And did what?
Prayed.
Did you stop to pray this morning? Just like Jesus, all of us need a private place, a place of restoration, a place of fellowship, so that we can talk with our Father. Sometimes we have to steal away. How many of y'all know how to steal away? And just simply pray. Have a little talk with Jesus. Have a little talk with God. Jesus knew that in order to sustain the strength and power to fight all those evil spirits around him, he needed to take some time to pray. Prayer still changes things. How many of y'all believe that today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody got a secret closet they go into? Anybody got a war room? You know, sometimes, boy, we got to just steal away. You know, we fight a spiritual battle.
Yes.
We need to find a place of solitude like Jesus, just simply pray. Many preachers take Monday off after a long, busy Sunday. But Jesus didn't have time to take time off. After working all day, and it was on the Sabbath, by the way, and late that night, Jesus got up early and prayed. Did you stop to pray this morning? If you want to set something ablaze, pray. If you want to set something ablaze, then you've got to pray. Jesus knew that there was power in prayer. How about you?
Amen.
Jesus knew that any time is prayer time. How about you?
Amen.
You want to stay on fire? Pray. Prayer still changes. Apparently, while Jesus was all praying, more people were showing up, wanting to see Jesus. So Peter and those with him went out looking for Jesus. And when they found him, Peter popped off at the mouth. Almost sounded like he was rebuking Jesus. Imagine that. Y'all know popping off a lot and get a lot of people in trouble. Am I right? Peter said, "Where you been, man? Everyone's looking for you." Well, we're just like Peter. We often don't understand the ways of God, and we get to popping off. We don't understand what we must do to keep ourselves on fire for the Lord. We don't understand what we must do to glorify the Lord. What God is saying to us today is, yes, there's going to be time for healing. Yes, there's going to be time for casting out demons. But there must always be time for prayer. Did you stop to pray this morning? Did you stop to pray this morning? There was a fisherman. So a fisherman who was at sea with a bunch of his unsaved companion buddies, and when a storm came up and threatened to sink their ship. Well, his unsaved friends started to freak out and beg the fisherman to pray. But he said, "It's been a long time since I prayed or even stepped foot in the church." His unsaved friends got even more afraid and started screaming at the fisherman and insisted that he send up a prayer right now. Finally, the fisherman gave in and cried out, "Oh Lord, I haven't asked anything of you in 15 years. And if you help us now and bring us safely back to land, I promise I won't bother you again for another 15 years. Unfortunately, many folk view prayer as only something they use when they get in trouble, rather than knowing that prayer is a constant communication and talking with God each and every day of our life. Anytime is prayer time. Did you stop to pray this morning? Prayer still And you think, don't have a witness?
Amen.
So when you just can't contain yourself, the first thing is anytime is prayer time. The second thing is this, when you just can't contain yourself, not only is anytime prayer time, but secondly, anytime is preaching time. How many of y'all know that all of y'all are ministers of Christ?
Amen.
Yeah. Anytime. It's preaching time. Let's pick up that verse 38. Y'all still praying with me? Pick up verse 38. It says, but he said to them, then after Peter was popping off at the mouth, and man, where you been? Everybody looking for you. And then in 38, but Jesus said to them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth. And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. Anytime is preaching time. How many know that all of us are proclaimers of the word? Any proclaimers out there?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
How many meditate on the word day and night? How many really take time to read the word of God? Yeah, it's okay to listen to televangelists, but how many know some words so you can talk about it with somebody else? Anytime is preaching. Here we find Jesus responding to Peter like he often does, in a manner different than what we expect. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said, hey, I know there are folks back there looking for me, but let's not go back. Let's move on. How many of y'all know there's still work to do? We got to move on. You left the word yesterday back there. You started a fire back there. Let the fire burn and you move on and start a fire somewhere else. Am I preaching to the right crowd? He said, let's move on. I've left some fire back there. It's catching, he said. Now, let's go to the next town. I'm still on fire. I got to start a fire there. Anybody out there on fire? Jesus said, there's preaching and teaching to do in the next town. That's why I came. To keep the fire spread. I've got to tell folks how to be saved. You say, I've got to tell folks that I'm going to die and rise again.
Yes, sir.
I need y'all to understand, Peter, I'm on fire.
Fire.
I started it, that catching. I need to go on to the next one, and the next one, and the next town, and the next town.
Yeah.
I've got to keep it moving. And anytime.
Anytime.
It's time for the word.
Amen.
Anytime.
Anytime.
It's preaching time. How many understand today that it's all about the word of God?
Amen.
Jesus is the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Jesus is the word.
Yes.
Tell somebody.
Yes,
and anytime it's preaching time. Anytime is the right time to proclaim Jesus. It's all about the word. Jesus said, that's why I came. To get the word out. How many of y'all going to represent Jesus and get the word out? He did what he came to do. He needs you to get the word out. And he's saying to you today that he needs you Are y'all no fire? Anytime. It's preaching time. All of us are ministers of the gospel. Now, he needs you to go somewhere you haven't been. He needs you to tell somebody you haven't told. And when you get there, set the place on fire. And you can't be all shy and quiet. Now you got to tell somebody. You see how this man reacted. He said, hush, hush, no, he good God Almighty. You got to tell somebody. How many of you can't contain yourself today? How many of you jealous when it comes to your Jesus? How many of y'all jealous can't contain yourself? You can't keep it. I know how he felt. See, I said I'm not going to tell nobody one day, but I couldn't keep this thing to myself. I said I'm going to preach the gospel. Oh, but I couldn't keep this thing to myself. Thank you, Lord. If you want anybody to notice unity fellowship, if y'all want anybody to notice Jesus, y'all need to spread the word. Y'all need to start a fire.
Fire.
For the Lord.
Amen.
When you can't contain yourself, when you just can't contain yourself, first of all, anytime is prayer time. And second of all, anytime is preaching time. How many preachers we got in the house? Yes, yeah, thank you, Lord. Anytime. I mean, the last thing is this. Not only anytime is prayer time, anytime is preaching time, the last thing is anytime is praise time. If you really on fire, somebody know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Lord.
If you really can't contain yourself, anytime is praise time. Let's pick up the word. Let's take it on home. Let's pick up about 40. Let's take it home. Y'all still praying with me?
Go ahead.
Verse 40 says, now the leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus moved with compassion, stretched out his hand, and touched him, and said to him, I am willing. Be cleansed. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Verse 45. However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely to everyone and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city but was outside in deserted places in that manner because they came to him from everywhere. Anytime. It's praise time. Sometimes you just got to bust loose. Thank you. How many believe today that Jesus can heal you anytime? You need to bust loose. You don't have to wait until he heals you to praise. You don't have to wait until he blesses you to praise. Anytime. It's praise time. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him for his excellent greatness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Anytime. Sometimes you can't contain yourself. Sometimes you can't keep this thing to yourself. And as Jesus continued to move and think, he met a man with leprosy. A leper was considered an outcast, A leper was considered unclean and cursed by God. A leper was barred from society. Leprosy was a disease that could be fatal. One just didn't touch a leper. This man hadn't been touched in many years and wasn't able to touch anyone. He could never touch his family. He could never hold his loved ones. Somebody say, but God. When fire touches you. When Jesus touches you, it changes everything. This man might have been sick, but he knew that when Jesus was present, he could be healed. Do I have a witness out there? He kneeled down next to Jesus and said, if you are willing, you can heal me. And Jesus said to the man, I am willing. See, right there, the shouting point for somebody. He said, I am willing. He's telling you today that he's willing. He's already willing to fix your problem. He's already willing to straighten out your mess. He's already willing to heal your body. He's already willing to restore your joy. He's telling you, I'm willing. How many know today that Jesus is still willing? He's waiting. He's ready to fix your problem, to heal your body, to give you what it is that you've been waiting for. Folks have outcast you. People have treated you like you was a nobody. Jesus says, I'm willing. How many of y'all know that when he touches you, he makes everything all right? He didn't need any gloves like the human doctor. He's not worried about catching something or here's the sound point coming. As a matter of fact, instead of him catching something, good God, for you end up catching something. You end up catching something from him. Good God Almighty. You're catching some holiness. You're catching some grace. You're catching some peace. You're catching some righteousness. Most of all, you're catching some blessings. When he touches you, you're the one that's catching. Ain't God good? Now we find this man not able to contain himself. I've been there. He had to go tell somebody. Are you on fire today? Amen. Are you praising his name today? Are you able to contain yourself today? Anytime is prayer time. Anytime is preaching time. And anytime is praise time. Just like this man, you ought to spread the fire. Yes. And when Jesus heals your body, you ought to praise his name. Don't be hush-hush. Go run and tell everybody that anytime is prayer time. That's what this leper, he proved. Anytime is praise time. He couldn't contain himself. Jesus told him to be quiet. But he couldn't be quiet. The Lord had told this man not to tell anybody. And my goodness, he went and told everybody. I know how he felt. Can't keep this thing to myself. And for you, many of you, the Lord told you to tell everybody. And you didn't tell nobody. It's time for us to be on fire for the Lord. It's time for us to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Yeah. Tell it. Yeah. unto you, tell it. If he saved you, tell it. If he blessed you beyond anything you could imagine, tell it. Thank you, Lord. When you can't contain yourself, tell it. Ah, that verse 45 in King James again says, but he went out, this man on fire. He went out and began to publish it much. Jesus said, be quiet, don't tell nobody. He went out and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter. He didn't keep it quiet. He went out and published it. He blazed abroad the news. He set the neighborhood on fire. It's time for you to publish it today. I know some of y'all like Facebook and publish it. All this social media. You can just put in a text for publish it. Tell somebody about somebody who can save anybody. Tell them about Jesus Christ. The fact that when he touched you, you're healed. He touched me and made me whole. Thank you, Lord. Tell somebody about the good news of the Lord. And when you can't contain it, tell it anyhow. There's a story of a man, as I get ready to close out, take this with you to bless someone. There's a story of a man who was having a hard time. So he went to see a preacher. The next day, he went to the preacher and said, I was filled with joy in the meeting with you yesterday. Now the joy is all gone. And I do not know what to do. It's still rough for me. And it's a really dark time in my life. The preacher then said, I'm so glad the joy is gone. The man looked kind of strained at the preacher with a son and said, why would you say that? The preacher said, yesterday, God gave you joy. But you didn't praise him for it. Today he sees you are resting on your emotion instead of Jesus. He has taken your joy away in order to turn you back to Jesus. It's him who gave you joy. It's him who you should always praise. You may have lost your joy, but you still have Jesus. With him, your dark time will turn to light in a minute. You just keep praising him like he deserves to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Church, anytime.
Yes.
It's praise time. Am I right?
Yeah.
Don't wait until you get in trouble. Anytime. It's praise time. If he blessed you yesterday, you better praise him yesterday. If he blesses you today, you better praise him today. If he blesses you tomorrow, you better praise him tomorrow. Anytime. Yes. If you speak today, praise him today. When you're up or down, give him some praise. Anytime is praise. I mean, y'all give him some glory. Give him some praise right now. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes you just can't contain yourself. Let us stand on our feet as we come with our invitation. Discipleship 2:13, just a closer walk. I'm sorry, Jesus is all the world to me. How many of y'all gonna praise him when you're up and praise him when you're down?
Amen.
He's worthy to be praised all the time. Give him praise. If he restore your joy, give him some praise. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me over and over and over and over. I can't contain it. I can't explain it. I just know that you just keep on blessing me over and over and over again. Lord God, you are worthy to be praised. Anytime is prayer time. Anytime is preaching time. And anytime is praise time. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Jesus is all the world. 2:13.